buy a better radio than it was, because it was squawking, squeak around, and but you didn't have anything. Now you take what we did for entertainment back them days, in my house, after supper we'd all get on the porch, and nobody ever built a house back them days. They always had a front porch and a back porch to the house. Every house did, just like that's where you see this year, got a porch here. And but you didn't see people with them scream, but they just have a porch. So my daddy, he played the harmonica. Oh, and he'd get out there, and our neighbors would come, and we'd all get on the porch, and he'd sit there and play for hours at a time, blow this here harp. And that's what we did for entertainment. Now we didn't, and then after that, I don't know how he ever got hold of enough money to do it, but he bought a piano. And the woman lived there, she was a pianist. And she gave that older sister of mine took lessons. And she got where she could beat out a few tunes. And we'd all get around there and us kids and play the piano and sing. I mean, that's what we did for entertainment at night after supper. And, of course, at 9 o'clock, everybody was in bed. Because you worked hard, and you didn't sit up there till 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock. Like, you'd done the day's work, and you felt like going to bed. But we'd add up what you'd done after supper. We'd eat supper about 5 or 6 o'clock, and then we'd have our sing fest, and everybody go to bed. Oh, you mean a juice harp? Yeah, there's an old feller. He moved in there, and I think he come from somewhere up in Kansas, seemed like, or somewhere up in the Middle West. I won't say where he came from, but this old fella had one of them things, and that's the first one I ever seen in my life, and he could play that thing. And by the way, that same old fella, he had a partner that came there with him, and he could play you'd call it a violin now, but we call it a fiddle. He could play a fiddle. And we'd all gather up, you know, us kids, we thought that was something fine, you know, get all that music together. And we had, that's all we had, because nobody had a radio, nobody knew what a radio was. If you'd have said radio, they wouldn't know what you're talking about. Or you had to have something, I guess, for entertainment, and that was it.
You know, like if you were going to milk the cow, and, you know, sun about 5 minutes, a real heavy rain came up real quick, but then it was all over, mm-hmm. and then the sun came back out. What kind of rain would you call that? It was real heavy.
I don't reckon we'd had a special name for it. I don't think we'd have a special name for it. We might say April showers or something like that, but I don't think we'd have a special name for it. The only thing we'd have is you either had pretty weather, or fair weather, or you had a storm or a thunderstorm, and if it was a lot of thunder and lightning, why it was a thunderstorm. If it was just a rain shower, why it was just a shower.
Yeah.
That was a dairy.
A dairy?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I had an uncle that had a dairy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did dairy mean any other kind of wood?
No, that didn't. He didn't. All a dairy does is raise milk. That's all they do. They milk them cows. They used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and start milking. And by 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, he would take his milk and start delivering it. Back them days, he used to carry it to town. I don't know.